Beginning with the End in Mind, Part 5, A Crisis. Esther, wake up. Papa gently shook her out of her deep sleep. It was already quite light out, and Esther squinted as she tried to open her eyes. Oh, did I miss Mom's call to me? I'm so sorry. I was... But Papa interrupted. No, no, Esther. In fact, Mom was so impressed with the quality of your work when she saw it that she said to let you sleep in a couple of hours. Papa hugged her tight. We're very proud of you, Esther. Mom is wondering about your change from a dreamer, as she called it, to a real farmhand. She even bragged about you yesterday to her friends. I told her I wanted you to run an errand for me to Mr. Wyatt's. I know you want to check up on the pups, and I do need my tools back, so take the wagon and return by noon. Esther was dressed and out the door in 2 minutes flat. She raced down the drive and half-trotted the 2 miles to Mr. Wyatt's. The wagon banged behind her so loudly that Mischief heard her half a mile away and met her long before she got to his drive. As she approached the barn, 4 puppies, almost twice the size since she had last seen them, came bounding out. They tore at her shoes and jumped in and out of the wagon. "Where's the other two?" wondered Esther. "And where's Mr. Wyatt?" Esther knocked on the door. "Come in," Mr. Wyatt called weakly. He was stretched out on the couch with his foot resting on pillows. "Oh, what happened, Mr. Wyatt?"
"Fell through a rotted step last week. Dr. John came and said it's broken. Had to sell 2 of the pups to cover his costs."
Esther was suddenly overwhelmed. How would Mr. Wyatt care for his farm? What if he had to sell all the puppies to pay for help? As she turned around, it was obvious work had already piled up. A few weeks ago, she would never have noticed such things, but she had developed a habit of searching for things that needed to be done around her own farm by watching her mom, and she was now quick to see Mr. Wyatt's needs. "I'll be right back," she said, and ran out the door. Esther collected 23 eggs from the chicken coop. She gave them fresh water and brought 2 buckets from the well to the house. Mischief and the pups kept her company well outside. 1 little collie came jumping in and out of the wagon. He was the biggest one and always pushing his way ahead of the others. "You're just like your mom," she said, hugging his neck. Mischief was known for her take-charge attitude, which is what made her such a good farm dog. "Big Boss, that's what I'll call you." She named the others as well, Lily, Freya, and Teeny, because he was the smallest.
"Thank you, Esther. You've been a great help," Mr. Wyatt said. "I can manage a little with these crutches, but I tire very quickly."
It was past noon when Esther left. She was very concerned about Mr. Wyatt. He needed help, and she couldn't even bear to think about all the puppies having to be sold. Her heart ached. Why did these good farmers have to suffer so much? What could she do? "Teach us to number our days carefully so that we may develop wisdom in our hearts." Like a ray of sunshine forcing its warmth through the icy clouds, Esther felt these words speak to her heart. "Wisdom, that's what I need. Dear God, please show me how I can help, and I do so badly want a dog." By the time Esther had run home, a plan was developing in her mind. "Could I possibly do all of that?" she wondered as she thought about it. "You know, I am stronger since I've been working more. I think I can do it. Yes, I'll ask Papa when I get home."